Well, I'm really excited this morning because we have the opportunity to meet and introduce to you the new head football coach at Rock Hill High, Coach Leon Boulware. So welcome.
Thank you.
And he's also joined with Rock Hill High School athletic director, who's no stranger to the microphones, Eric Rollins. So welcome, Eric.
Thank you.
Thank you both for being here. So, Coach Boulware, if you would, let's just jump in and tell the listeners all about yourself and give us some background on Coach Boulware.
Yes, ma'am. Well, first off, I'm excited to be here, so thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem.
But a proud graduate of Rock Hill High School. I was able to jumpstart my career in the football side at Louisville High School while I was the head coach there. Made a couple appearances to the Upper State Championship, and I think we ended up finishing 23-2 while I was under my leadership. From there, I went off to Lugoff Elgin High School as the athletic director and head football coach. I turned that program around in the first year, and we ended up going 5-6 to get me to where I'm at right now.
And you also have a family.
Yes, we would be remiss.
I know you have a big family, so we want to give them a shout out as
well. Yes, my wife is a teacher. She started off in a Montessori setting, and then we have five children, two boys and three girls.
You have like your own football team.
We started our own basketball team.
And we would be remiss if we didn't talk about your career at Rock Hill High yourself.
Yes, so I was a wrestler and a football player there. Wrestling-wise, we ended up a couple state runner-ups, and then football, I was on the 2005 state championship team.
What does it mean to come back and be able to coach the team where you were actually a player and had such success?
Well, I think first off, the players and the parents are seeing how much I really want to pour into the program and my passion for the program. And then just, it's still unreal right now, the fact that I'm walking out there as the head coach instead of the player carrying my equipment out there, but it's great. Our kids are responding, and it's just, I'm excited every morning I get up to come back to work and be where you know you started at.
Eric, did that kind of factor into the decision made to hire Coach Boulware? What does that mean as from an AD perspective that you're getting an alumni who can now lead the team?
Yeah, I mean, I think having an alumni that understands expectations in this city of what football means is always important. You know, and of course, those things stand out, and it's great to have somebody that has connections to our community and connections to our school and understands the ins and outs of the everyday processes of what it takes to be successful, and he's done that everywhere he's been.
What does it take to be successful, Coach Boulware?
It starts with relationships, and we push that piece within the program, making sure the kids know that we care about them on and off the field. And the first part of it is just making sure that we stay on top of the academic piece because football ends at some point. And we want to make sure that we're producing well-rounded young men. So that's the biggest piece of it. And once they understand that we care about them outside of football, the football piece takes care of itself.
And that is something that, of course, you can't do by yourself as a head coach. You have to have a great staff surrounding you.
Yes.
So talk about your staff. What is the staffing going to look like? Have there been staffing changes?
Yes.
What does that look like at the high school level?
So right now I've been fortunate enough to bring in some really good men around our kids. And so Jamie Bolton is coming in as my offensive coordinator. I was able to bring in Michael Allen as my defensive coordinator. And then, of course, I got some pieces still. We're moving around right now, but Cole Simpson is coming back on staff, Michael Barber, Dustin Martin. So probably looking at it overall, I have about four coaches that's been head coaches on staff and been successful at programs that they've been a part of. And then, of course, we got some other announcements we'll make here later on as we finalize.
Can't give us exclusive this morning.
Well, we want to make sure that the school district approves everything.
I got it. No,
you're,
that's your job. Yes. Good job. So what does the hope and the future look like for Rock Hill High School? Of course, we are a part of Football City USA,
yes.
And you being an alumni, you've been a part of that. And, you know, a lot of times we hear a lot about Northwestern and South Point when it comes to football.
Mm-hmm.
What's the new regime going to look like for Rock
Hill
High?
So getting back to where we were, I remember as an eighth grader standing outside the fence of District 3 Stadium saying, one day I'm going to be able to get on that field. I wanted the same thing for our middle schoolers. I want to for our players now currently in our program to have that feeling when the bus backs in at District 3 Stadium, to get off the bus knowing that, hey, we're going to put on our shoulder pads and represent the city. And I talk to our kids every day about it. You don't say Football City USA without saying Rock Hill. Mm-hmm. And so that stands out, and they need to make sure that we wear that with pride.
What has the feeling been? Like, have you been able to meet with the players? I know this is maybe not a super late start, but maybe a little late start. I know spring training has started in the past week or so. What is the feeling regarding the team, and what's the rallying around the team been like with you and the players?
So we got to it on the staff. We met on Sunday. We started spring practice on Monday. We got out there. The kids are fired up about it. They're excited to be back on the field. In the last 4 days, we had great practices. The energy level was there. The intensity level was there. And just coaching all over the field. So that piece of it is going really good.
And actually, I will say I've been in Rocky Hill a long time, but I've never seen, him coming in kind of behind the eight ball, so to speak, and how quickly that he's done a tremendous job of putting the staff together in such a short amount of time to have everything ready to go so our kids do not fall behind. And he's done a tremendous job, and the staff as well, done a tremendous job of doing that to help our program.
What is it like, and Chuck, you can kind of weigh in here,
I was
going to
say, Eric, you've done an amazing job at hiring a somebody local. That's always huge to be able to do that, because you say he's able to make a turnaround as quickly as he has, and so congrats in that particular way. I'm curious, from a college perspective, where is these recruiting coming from? Where's recruiting going? I know that may not be in where you're looking at right now because you're just picking up this program, but from my perspective and the collegiate side, how much has changed for y'all too?
Well, the biggest thing is if we wasn't able to get out there on the field on Monday, then you're worried about losing kids.
That's crazy.
Because at the same time, everybody else is starting practice. Mm. So regardless of how far behind you are or think you are, you got to make sure you have a plan in place to make sure that you're taking care of the kids that's in your building.
And how does that, as a head coach, we're hearing a lot about the rules that are coming down from the high school league and being able to transfer. And we've talked a lot this morning. Mm-hmm. This has kind of been a sports show, so I'm glad y'all were able to come this morning. But about NIL and the portal and how much, it's a domino effect and how it's hurting
the recruiting,
not only at the collegiate level, but the high school level, because we are seeing that now. I mean, kids might be able to jump lines and go to different districts and go to different cities to even play ball. What are you focusing on as a head coach to not only be able to keep the kids where they're supposed to go, but also really walk alongside the kids that have said, hey, we're with you, we're going to stay?
Yeah, so really just taking care of our kids in front of us, selling our brand, making sure they understand that we're going to take care of what we have in-house. We're not worried about anything outside of what we have in front of us. So really developing the kids that we have right now, preparing them, and everything else kind of takes care of itself. We want to make sure that we produce and have the best possible program that we can possibly have.
And I know that you have a big spring game coming up that you wanted to preview.
Yes.
Talk
so
about that.
So we made some adjustments. We're going to do our spring game next Saturday on the 17th on campus at Rock Hill High School at 6 p.m. We're bringing a couple food trucks and have a DJ. But we want to invite the community back to Rock Hill High. It's easy to go do it at District 3, but we want to bring them on campus and get that feel of bringing that backyard love back to the campus of Rock Hill High School.
Explain what a spring game looks like for people who might not understand what exactly that is, because you're essentially playing yourself.
Yes, we're going to really showcase the talent that we have, but also as a head coach, I'm holding my breath to make sure we get in and out healthy. So we want to make sure we're taking care of our kids. And so that's the biggest piece, is really showcasing our talent that we have and letting our kids get out and have a little bit of fun. Because I know June and July is going to be a lot of grind work, so we got to make sure they have fun throughout the process.
Are you pleased so far with what you have? I know a little bit about sports. I do have a middle school football player. So is offense right now looking better than defense? Like, what does it look like? And I mean, I come from the school of you got to have good defense to win a football game, even though I have an offensive player. But what's your feeling going into that?
Our offense is doing a good job the last 3 days. They've been able to beat up on the defense. And then we put pads on yesterday, and the defense won practice. So I came from a program here at Rock Hill High School where we play a solid defense, great defense, actually, and we were able to score points when we needed to. I think our defense was upset when I was in high school. They gave up a first down. So we're trying to get back to that mindset.
Eric, what are your future hopes for Rock Hill High, not only for football this upcoming year, but for athletics as a whole?
I always, when you've heard me say this before, actually, I want us to be elite at every single program that we have there at Rock Hill High School. And of course, I think that, you know, in most schools, that football sets the culture of kind of the attitude of what happens with it through a school year throughout the year. So I think the energy that him and his staff are bringing to our school is certainly going to push our other sports as well to be great. We've had a tremendous year in our athletics this year, and we continue to try to push our teams to be elite. We want everybody to be elite in our school, from the academic side of it to the athletic side of it, and I think we're making progress in that.
Well, we look forward to seeing the success that Rock Hill High School football has and Rock Hill High School as a whole. Coach Bulwer, welcome back.
Thank you.
We are excited to have you here. We look forward to spending the next football season with you, and let us know if we can do anything to help.
I appreciate you having me.
Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.